Forecasts are often birthed in unwanted severity. The pictures that forever play upon the never-ending reel within my mind are images no man should ever bear. It is a depicted reality that you truly believe could not play out any worse. And yet it does open the door for future suffering. The exciting looks upon those who dare me cast deep into their pools to fish out hope in a sea of undeserving possibility, only to watch all sentiment of reason for being to deflate instantaneously to my very words, somehow ousted the privity of the visions themselves. I'm truly sorry, I really am. Perhaps I could lie. Perhaps such untruth would be both merciful and generous. I suppose packaging the ugly realities with pretty bows and exaggerations could do a service. Seeing the future churns the stomach weaker as each image takes you into another soul, where forced you are to watch to understand how an individual's fate unfolds. You are left then, being only able to report the consequence and never able to change the facets or the facts. I am powerless in all regards, yet to some, I'm lauded as if I'm some type of god. Mankind so very wishes to understand each premonition that hovers deftly above their vessel. But what they do not care to understand is the utter strain it is bearing witness to such horrible events, which I must, in most instances, unfortunately report as one would the evening news, where death and devastation are all too common the thematic reality, where futures seen that I'd wished I'd never dream. Yet, there then are those extremely rare and special cases, the kinds that are covered in lilies and rainbows, whose wonderfully formed innocence prance around a garden of delight, entirely open and receptive to all the flavors purity offers. And I see them waving their hellos with the happiest of smiles, and even when the end is what the vision suggests, there is not regret painted upon such sights. There are no wrenching moments of tormenting scowls to cause streaming floods of agonizing reality. There are but calm and peaceful moments of acceptance, of those souls fully prepared to take their invitation to join the feast the Maker has justly presented in their honor. It's these scenes, these scents of purity cast from within the painted lights that rekindle what potential I'd seemingly mistaken for penance, igniting within me a reason to believe once more, an understanding of why I see.